Hi, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Been better, been worse.
Okay, well, somewhere in between then. Kevin, my name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. It looks like you were just sent over to me by my mapping coordinator, Rona. Did she do a good job of kind of outlining the basics of the program for you?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions about it besides the price?
No, she said that I didn't pop up on the Google Maps when tree removal was spoken of in Brooklyn, Michigan, but I do. So, I just pulled it up myself and I found myself right away.
Were you searching your business name?
No.
Okay.
I put tree removal in Brooklyn, Michigan, and I'm the second one down, 4 stars.
Well, I have your Google business profile as being in Lonnie County. Is that right?
Being in what?
Is it Lonnie?
Lanaway.
Lanaway. Yeah. So for at least the county, the people I see coming up first are J&J, Tree Trimming, Amstas Tree Service, Stevenson Harbor, All Trees, All About Trees. I don't know. Do you know any of these people?
Yeah.
Okay. So, these are the people that are populating first, at least for the county. I mean, you most likely are coming up number two because you're at the place that you created the Google business profile at. So it's actually putting you at the center of where you are located. And you could search your business name a lot. I mean, the algorithm starts to pick up on that when you search your own business name. So that could be one of the reasons, but then, too, it's only in that zip code. So we would maximize your exposure to make sure that you're getting more work outside of just your zip code and then the area where you're actually located. So that's where we would have you listed up here with these companies that I just mentioned. And for that whole county, it looks like there's about, more than 114 pages of results for a tree service companies. So, with pages and pages of results, it can be pretty competitive. And that's why we want to make sure that you're getting the most exposure from that first page and multiple areas in your whole service area. And then also being able to generate that work through and multiple keyword phrases. So not just tree service, but, if you're doing stump grinding, tree removal, tree care, whatever it may be, we'll make sure that you'll be populating for all those keyword phrases.
Okay.
So now, Kevin, the great thing about our services is that it is exclusive. So what that means is once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll close it out and we won't work with any of your competitors there in the area. So, I'm sure that's something you could see value in, right?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I said definitely.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something after that. So now, Kevin, you've been in business for 2 years. How have things been going? Congratulations on that, by the way, getting through 2 years.
Yeah, it's been rough.
Yeah.
But things are up ever since I got on Google. Things are starting to look up.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Getting that exposure out there is absolutely the way to, generate more business. I can tell you, Kevin, that being on Google's first page is 100 times more effective than knocking on doors. It's just at the end of the day, people are going to Google, even putting, signs and stuff on people's cars, most of the time people just throw that off. But this is actually targeted marketing to those specific keywords. So any other type of marketing, really, you think of newspapers, stuff like that, it's only if they might need it that they might see it. But this is actually when they need it, that they'll see it. So that makes it that specific targeted marketing to have direct phone calls coming to you. Now, I did see that you had a Yelp listing. Are you paying for this, or are you just using it for exposure?
Just using it for exposure. I was going to pay for it.
Oh, really?
But
yeah, well.
I mean, yeah.
I'm glad you did it. Because, you know, honestly, directory listings like Yelp, most of the time, the only thing that they really generate is, you know, like, basically spam callers. You know, most people using Yelp as for anything is really going to be like restaurants, stuff like that. But typically people don't use Yelp for contractors. But, you know, I don't know if you're aware, but it looks like you, you know, I don't know, you have a bad review on here. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Is this somebody you actually did work for?
No. No, it was a next-door neighbor.
It was a what?
It was a next-door neighbor.
Oh, no way, really? That's so lame. That's so, God, people are so petty. Like, what is wrong?
We did a clear cut, like an acre and a half clear cut, and the homeowner told us we could burn all the brush, so it wasn't so much trucking.
Uh-huh.
And, or chips, whatever, so we just burnt the brush, and they complained about the smoke.
Wow.
It was going towards, Which, I mean, is understandable, but doing our job. I'm pretty sure we commented back on it.
If you did, it's not showing. I mean, I've heard of things like that happening with Yelp. They're weird about reviews unless you pay for them. But, yeah, it doesn't look like on my end it's showing. It's always helpful to respond to bad reviews, absolutely. But, you know, that's why I asked if it was even somebody you did work for, because a lot of the times people that end up leaving bad reviews is something that you didn't have any control over or you weren't doing, you know. And so I don't know. I just think it's like, you know, I mean, in my opinion, I would talk to that person before going on their business and leaving a bad review. You know, but, I mean, some people are just, I don't know, not like that. But, you know, regardless, I mean, Yelp is just, again, it's just one of those things that it helps with exposure, but it's really not necessarily to generate more work. You know, I mean, that's going to be through the Google Business Profile. And we do also have other things that we include with our package. You know, we'll be able to get you targeted in that specific area, like I was saying, but also get you a sponsored ad campaign through Facebook. We do get you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa, as well as Bing's first page. And then we do get you on a fully customized tracking and reporting system, so you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account. I mean, we don't want you to just take our word for all of it. You'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, even the location of the searches that are performed. So, I mean, you know, just from everything I'm looking at here in the notes, and Rona, she did actually apply a new in business credit. It does reduce our price about 50%. So I can actually get you in, Kevin, for a reduced rate of just $299 month to month. So, I mean, that's about $10 a day. I mean, I'm sure that you could fit that into the budget, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But I helped call, and it was, like, way cheaper than that. I don't... It was, yearly.
Yearly?
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm pretty familiar with all of our competitors that are Google partners. None of them that I know of offer yearly rates. So I would be a little bit concerned about who might have called you. Did they tell you what their business name was?
I don't remember. This was a year ago almost.
Oh, well, you know, a lot has gone up in the past year, you know, but at the same time, even then, there weren't people that I know of that had yearly rates, you know. I mean, the amount of cleanup, content creation, optimization, and submission that we do in the first month alone would really take a single person more than 100 hours to do. So it would be kind of strange to charge less than that. When there's so much work that goes on to getting you and maintaining you there on that first page. So, I mean, if somebody was charging you less than that, I would say that either one, they're a scam, or they are somebody that's not actually partnered with Google, and that person would probably take you around 6 to 9 months to see any actual results. So even if you were paying $100 or, you know, $150 for 6 to 9 months, that's going to be a lot less a lot more money in the long run to generate no business. You know, so, I mean, this will get you those results quick and start generating new business. And then, you know, with the Facebook ads, we start getting you that work up and running within about 7 to 14 days. So, it's to the Google Partner Directory, just so you could verify for yourself that we're partnered with Google. And it does have a section there to visit our website, so you can check that out and see our certifications and our back statistics. So, I mean, I just, you know, I'm a visual person, so I like for other people to kind of be able to see that and not just take my word for it. But
All right. Well, how much is it going to be today?
I'm sorry, say that again?
And how much is it going to be, you said?
$299.
Would I be able to be put on for other services as well? Like, we're now, we got Skidsters and more and things like that, so I'd like to advertise Skidster loader services and trailer services as well.
Yeah, so you're allowed gravel. You said gravel. What?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me put that in here. Skidsters. What exactly is that?
Gravel.
What is a Skidster?
Like a front end loader, like a Bobcat.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gravel. Okay. And you said like trailer, right? There was one other one you said. I know it had something to do with loading, right?
No.
Okay, I thought you said one other one.
You can put on there that I'll do grading.
Okay.
Yes. Grade.
So, Kevin, you're allowed up to 15 keyword phrases just as long as they're services you offer. But you can change your keywords.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're doing more work one time a year like this, I mean, this sounds like a lot of stuff that you would probably be doing more of right now, and then change that out, you absolutely can do that, you know, come different seasons of the month or of the year. So, we can always work with you. We just always need to make sure that it's about 15 keyword phrases. So it's not even just like one word, like, you know, it'd be like stump grinder near me, stuff like that. So, but yeah, I can get you listed for these. Now, one of the other things I can do here for you, Kevin, to just kind of help out, so Rona, she did put here that you had a website, but I didn't see one listed for you. Are you in the works of making one, or do you?
I do.
Oh, you do have one. Okay. Because it's not attached to your Google Business profile or your Yelp listing. What is it?
It's just a web, I don't have a website myself. I have a Google site.
Oh, okay. One of the other things I can do for you here, Kevin, just because you're newer in business and I want to help out, I can include a website for you at no additional cost. Normally, our websites are an extra $2,500. And it's a fully customized website, but I'll throw that in for you, and I'll text you over kind of an example just so you can take a look at that. But we do really beautiful websites. They're optimized, managed, maintained. They're 100% Google compliant. And there's a ton of features you can add to the website. So I just sent that over so you can kind of look at that there.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. All right. So it would be something like that?
Yeah. Of course, it would be obviously tailored to your business. I mean, you know, if you have pictures of your work, the services that you're offering specifically, you know.
How does that, do I send you the pictures, or how do you make the?
So you have a whole account management team, Kevin, Monday through Friday. Now, through the reporting dashboard that we provide, you're able to send in pictures there, and you're also able to send in pictures directly to your account management team by email. So there's various different ways that you can send in pictures. They make it really easy, and they go over all of that information with you in your client interview. But, yeah, I mean, no, it's pretty simple. If you don't have pictures of your work, I mean, I'm assuming 2 years in business, you probably do have pictures of your work. But if you don't, we can add stock photos until you get some more.
Right. I know. I got some.
Yeah, I kind of figured. Most people in business like to show off what they do, so, or at least see what they've done and improve or whatever it may be. So,
another thing we do is we sell seasoned firewood for heat.
Okay.
And that's going to be really big right now coming up.
Okay, well,
it's getting cold.
I can tell you one thing is we do have, like, an e-commerce that we actually just launched. I mean, we can put on the website that you're selling the firewood, but if you wanted to actually do an e-commerce sort of deal, that does cost extra. That would be another, like, $250 setup fee for the e-commerce and to add that to the website. But you can absolutely just list on the website that you're selling firewood and not sell it directly from the website.
Right. Okay, well, what do I got to do to make this happen? Because I got to get to work.
Okay. Well, let's get you set up. It'll only take me about 15 minutes at the most. Now, Kevin, what's your last name?
Okay, my name's not Kevin. Totally misunderstood. It's Keith.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I wish you had said something. I've been calling you the wrong name this whole time.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
So it's just K-E-I-T-H, right?
Correct.
Okay, and what's your last name?
Myers. M-Y-E-R-S.
Okay. One of my best friend's last name was Myers. What's the best email for you?
KeithM4367@gmail.com.
Okay. And then this is always the best phone number for you, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then is the best address, I mean, I know you already have a Google Business profile, which is completely fine, but just so as far as billing, what would be the best address for you?
This same address.
10,000. Okay, 10, yeah, 000. It's not actually listed online, so I don't see it anywhere. Prospect. It's Avenue or Boulevard?
Hill Highway.
Okay. Sorry, you're just kind of cutting out just a little bit. Oh, wait, no, I got it. Here. Got it here. So it's 10,000, right?
Yep.
Okay, got it. So I'm just going to get some basics about the company. I know you got to get back, so I'll do this as quickly as possible. Anything I mention here, Keith, anything I mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. But what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
From 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. Monday through Saturday? Monday through Friday?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday.
And then now, do you have licensing and insurance?
We're in the process of that right now. We don't, though, as of right this minute.
Okay, no problem. Now, do you have a logo, or would you like us to create you one?
Yeah, I do have a logo.
Okay.
How I get it to you.
Well, you can just email it. You know, and they'll add it to it or send it through the reporting dashboard that we'll provide. Now, Keith, would you be interested in something called a call tracking number? Basically what this is, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. It just helps you to directly track the calls coming from Google. You can also add a personalized greeting. It does help to kind of, you know, eliminate any type of spam calls or anything like that. But it's totally optional.
Is it going to cost more?
No, so the call tracking number itself is included. If you want to do a personalized greeting, I don't set that up. They would do that in your client interview. That itself is a one-time fee of $19, but you don't have to do that.
Right. Yeah, I would like that.
Okay. And the best way to contact you is going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yep.
Okay. And then now, do you have a Facebook business profile, or would you like us? Do you need us to create you one?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. All right. And then now, I have all the information I need here. Let's see about the client interview. Now, let's see. I can do 5 to 6 today. I do have that open right now. That's the only time today. Otherwise, we'd have to do it tomorrow.
Okay. We can do it between 5 and 6?
Yeah, so we schedule them on for hour slots. It doesn't take an hour. We just, you know, allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Do you think you can do it around that time?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let me set it up real quick before it gets taken. One second. Okay. Okay, got it. Now, I have all the information I need here, Keith. So now that is the billing address. So got that. Let me set it up. Are you going to be doing Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. Almost ready for you. Okay. All right, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Oh, you're going to have to... one second.
Yeah, take your time.
So how do I know you're not going to take all my money right now?
I'll text you my phone number.
Oh, you? I mean,
yeah, no, I totally understand. I mean, I did send you the Google Partner directory to verify our business, but I can send you my extension and phone number directly. I'll send you over an email from my work email here, Keith, so you have it.
Okay.
One second. Oh, okay, yeah. Ready.
Four.
Okay, go ahead.
4403934417567794.
Okay. And the expiration?
0828.
Okay. And then the security code?
564.
Okay, perfect. So, by the way, the text message I sent you with my extension and phone number, now, Keith, you can always reach me at my extension. Like I said already, you will be working with your account management team, but if you ever need something escalated... Oh, sorry, what was that?
I do lock my card, so have you already charged me?
No, not yet. I was just letting you know that you could reach me, but I was going to update and process the payment right now.
Okay.
Am I able to do so? Or?
Yeah, do that so I can lock my card back up.
Okay. All right. Here, got it.
Yep.
Almost went through.
It went through. I thought okay. It's off my shit.
Okay. Okay. So also the extension and phone number I sent you, it's the 877 number. I just suggest it's best to save that in your phone. This is the number that your account management team will always call you from. And so if you ever need something escalated, whatever it may be, Keith, you can reach me directly at my extension. I may not have the answer, but at least I'll be able to get somebody that'll get it to you. So I just need to do two more things. One, I'm just going to read a voice verification to you. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know and I'll rephrase the question. So it's, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Irish Hills Tree Removal.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Oh, Keith Myers, owner.
And you're authorized to perfect. And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
So now, Keith, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. You already have a Google business profile, so that's super helpful in speeding everything up. But just be advised that as a result of increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So the call tracking number you're getting will greatly reduce any of that. But what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, just ask them this question and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
My first pet's name.
That one's my favorite. What was that?
Babe.
Babe. What was it? Was it a dog?
Yeah.
Oh, I was really hoping you were going to say it was a pig. So now, Keith, so do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
What?
Do you agree to be responsive? Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yeah.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Yep.
So now, Keith, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of October 19th, 2023, and then non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 19th of the month and the amount of $299. Now, we do ask everybody to give it at least 2 months to bring the whole program to fruition. This does not mean you're in a two-month contract or paying 2 months up front. You do have the ability to stop your agreement with us at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So you do have that 877 number that is the customer support line as well as your account management team's line. Again, I just ask that you suggest that you save that in your phone. But do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all done there. Okay, that's all done. I'm almost done with you. I just need one more thing. So now you should have received a text message just now, Keith. I know you've actually received a few text messages. I'll just send you this link by itself. It's just the link with everything that we discussed in writing. So let me know when you get this. It's going to just say my Local Splash terms. Did that come through?
No, not as of right now.
Okay. Do you see a text message that says, "Keith, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice."
One second. I'm not technology smart, so.
Oh, it's okay. Are you looking in your texts or your emails?
My text.
No, it should say, it should be there in the, it says, Keith, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Let me try to send it again. One second.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Oh,
we
okay.
Copy of invoice, blah, 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 email. Yep.
Yes, if you could do me a favor and open up that link there. It says My Local Splash Terms, and it has your phone number. It's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get to that page.
There.
Okay, so this is everything we discussed in writing. What's included is the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the MySite custom website, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting and live client support. So you can take your time and look that over. Once you're done, there's just a little white box that says, I certify I am the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, just type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Done with that.
Okay, perfect. Did it take you to a username and login? Okay, so that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. Keith, you're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that. I know you've gotten a ton of text messages just now, but I'll just send you over a text message with a YouTube video of how your reporting dashboard works so you can take a look at that, you know, kind of check it out. Otherwise, you know, you're good to go. Just to recap, you have your client interview today between 5 and 6. Again, they'll be calling from that 877 number. And in the future, if you need anything, you can always reach me at my extension. But I do want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you have any questions at all or anything I can help with?
No, sir.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, I'm excited for you, Keith. You know, you're absolutely going to get a lot from this. So just look out for your client interview to get that going, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Yep, thank you.
All right, bye, Keith.